This is Judge Joe Brown.
Hold on.
Ladies, huh? Roosters in the hen house. What damn bit of difference does it make? This is soap opera bullshit, and this is why women shouldn't be in charge. Because you focus on nonsense like this. It's irrelevant.
Now, wait a minute. How do we go to women shouldn't be in charge?
Trying to get up and make it public business what the hell their problems are. Everybody cheats. I've saved so many damn marriages by screwing married women over the last 50 years. It's pathetic who were mad at their husbands. So it goes both ways.
I don't like it.
It's no big deal. Shit happens.
What's the use of getting married?
You can afford.
If you're not going to honor the spouse and be the man, the man's supposed to be the head of the nonsense.
I don't care who cheats or who, that's their business, but don't be in bed with other people. This ain't got nothing to do with.
Waste somebody's time and a lot of money on that. It's nonsense.
Well, he made a living out of chastising other men.
Out of it too easy. People go in and get married like they're going out dating. So what difference does it make? Nobody stays together anymore.
That's not a fair statement to say this is why women should leave.
This is like soap opera.
But he was a leader, though. He's the one who built his career off of talking about other men. And their relationships and their lives.
So we can get our point across.
Who pays attention to a damn fool like that?
A lot of people. That's why he got so much money and millions of followers.
Exactly. Shit like this. It's ridiculous.
Well, no, he's a hypocrite. Have you followed the story, Judge? Hold on. We're gonna wrap up. Can everybody give their final statement, Judge, and then we're gonna switch gears. This sounds so ridiculous to me. It's just like, good gracious.
All right, we got the point.
For years and thousands of years. So what else is new? We don't talk about dropping toys and about queer and abnormal behavior. I mean, that's okay. So why are we worried about who's screwing around on whose wife, except for some damn fool's parts of his millions of followers who are he's hustling for money? Okay, fine. What difference does it make? Just tune out. Don't look at the shit anymore. It's ridiculous. It's poison. We focus on poison too much.
Hey, Judge.
Wait, wait, wait. We're going to get our final point. The loud house coming here talking over us, critiquing, judging the ruckus. That wasn't right. Let us finish our point. Ladies first. Soap operas are soap operas. I never watched them. Go on, ladies. You enjoyed it. Well, I would finish my point.
My point was he was the one who professed himself to be the leader. And the chosen one to speak up for black men and what black men should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing, and how bad they are to their women. So to see him be a man who always bashes other men, especially black men, who pretty much made a career out of saying black men ain't no good, they ain't faithful.
He's like Roland Martin. Who listens to his ass? Or Al Sharpton.
Well, unfortunately, millions of people were listening to him.
That's why they need to be led. You listen to Al Sharpton, Roland Martin, and this fool. I mean, that ain't a man leader. He's just talking. He's just record us, because they're not going to let us get a word through. They come to the loud house.
Y'all won't hear talking, and y'all talking over everybody and get y'all point through. We be quiet and be respectful. But when it's us, the women, time to talk and get our point through, y'all talk over us. That's very disrespectful. And don't tell me about no man needs to lead everything when a man is wrong. You came from a woman.
I know, and my dad planted the seed.
So don't sit up there and say that because he can't control his penis or you or anybody else can't control their penis.
I'm a brown, not a tortoise.
But be respectful. It's our time to comment on this.
Go
y'all
ahead,
should have never talked about this.
Okay.
Be
go
respectful.
Ahead,
you have a mama. I know you respect your mama.
I know it. She got foolish, too.
We'll do it again. Let's switch gears. It's a moot point at this point. It's not fair.
Y'all are crazy.
Gay and homosexual all day, but when we start talking about topics that's relevant to women, then all of a sudden it's soap opera.
You women raise these boys to be these kind of fools. When the country was masculine, they didn't pay attention to this. They didn't pay attention.
I'm going to end on the fact that a man is a president. A man is a president, and this world is fucked up. So it can't be just women.
Imagine how fucked up it's
going
to be if Com Queen Imhoff gets in there.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Imagine how fucked up it is if you got your slut up in there. Kamala Imhoff, because she slept her way to the top. I mean, goodness. Cardi B, big hoe, street walking hoe. She worked hard out in the rain and in the cold selling booty.
It's men who sweep their way up to the top, too, because right on the curve, a lot of them drop to their knees for their record deals, too, and bend over backwards.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of them.
I used to represent a bunch of them. She a pretty hoe, but she a hoe. And she was turning trick on the street, street walking with a pimp, and she was robbing her customers.
Yeah. Men do the same
thing. It's about the person's character, not their sex. Because at the end of the day, men can be whores, good for nothing, just like women. So it's just not about that.
Let's switch gears.
A man cannot be a hoe. He is a herd bull. He just has a lot of cows because he's an alpha male.
A man can hurt.
Well, some of them have more than just cows.
Cow can't have but one bull, but a bull can have a
whole lot. I'm not with both of them.
If he is an alpha bull and runs to herd.
Let's switch gears. Let's talk about something else.
Reality.
Let's talk about something else.
I need a little rascal. She man, woman, hater.
What's going on, guys? Derek Jackson here, and today I am joined by my lovely wife, Danea, and we just wanted to address a couple of things. You know, we understand that some of you may have already heard, maybe not, that this chapter of our marriage is one that was preceded by a marriage that I completely failed. And I would say it just started around August, maybe September of last year. But, you know, a lot has been said already about what was the cause and all that other stuff. Some of it is true. Some of it is completely false. But the truth is, and I'm saying it here now, is that Derek Jackson was involved with other women outside the marriage. And by involved, I want to be clear, I'm not talking about just casually kicking it, maybe a lunch or something like that. I'm talking about as serious as sex, to sexual flirtation and meeting up and that kind of thing. And some things that otherwise may be considered okay by some in terms of like just chatting or checking on people or being checked on by people that I've had a previous encounter with. But without my wife's knowledge of it and with us having a sexual history, all of it falls under the umbrella of inappropriate, cheating, affair, stepping out, definitely not in alignment with the vows that I took, and definitely not in alignment with the biblical standard of what it means to be faithful, which is the standard that I'm going by now. Now, I'm saying this publicly, not because I'm, you know, married to you guys. First and foremost, I'm accountable to God. Then I have to be accountable to my wife, in which we've already had this conversation. I've already told her literally everything. I've given her basically a roll call list. If I've said hello to a woman in the last 12 years of me knowing her, she knows about it. But now that it's been made so public, it's important that I first off let you guys know I do not stand by those actions. I don't want to encourage anybody to do that. And then secondly, I know that I cannot build a platform preaching certain things, preaching against certain things, and then in my real life, live contrary to that for any amount of time or any length of time to any extent and think that I can't be held accountable. You know, the same way that I preach, you know, men and women in this situation need to face consequences of their actions, deserve to be held accountable. Guess what? Derek Jackson's no exemption. He's not exempt from that. I'm also not a victim. Nobody made me do this. She didn't make me or push me to do it. The next person didn't make me. No friend influenced me. It don't matter how I was raised and what trauma, whatever. Look, I made decisions. I made a series of decisions that I got to account for. There's no excuse or justification. I've already made that bed and have had to lie in it. And now we're finally getting on to the other side personally in our own healing, in our own marital oneness. And now this is being made public to you guys. So we're bringing that forth to you guys to let you know where we're at with that. But did you want to say anything?
Yes. So I do want to just add that I agree with what he just said. There is no justification for bringing other women into our marriage on any level. And it was unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that I tolerate or that we tolerate moving forward. And when I've been flooded again with messages and these things and about, you know, I need to leave or why haven't I left? And the answer is, when I found out about it, I left. I did not hesitate or waste time to do so. And I stayed gone. No matter how many times he came, I stayed gone and stood firm on, I am not coming back. And I did not come back until I seen a shift and a change in his mentality and how he carried himself and how he presented himself and conversations that we were able to have that we had never been able to have in just 12 years of knowing each other. And when we were able to have these dialogues, said, okay, Lord, this is something that you've had your hand on. And this was with me being completely removed from his life. And him pursuing God, continuing to pursue God, and continuing to eliminate these things that led up to the catastrophe that you guys are seeing for the first time. So there's nothing out there right now that is information that I don't already know about or haven't known about. And so this is not something that is new. We have moved forward from it. We have gotten counsel for it and continue to do so. He is still continuing to pursue God and continuing to seek guidance and wise counsel from men of God. And that is what I needed for the continuation of me being present and in this marriage and to stand by his side. So today, where I'm at is at peace, and I proudly stand by his side, and I have no hesitation, I have no hurt, no shame about that. And it's only because of the grace of God and the mercy of God. And we have already turned a new chapter in this story. We are continuing to move forward, and we are just now sharing that with you all. And I forgave him, and most importantly, God has first forgiven him, and I also forgive the others as well. And with that, we are free and moving forward. So absolutely, that's all I have.
Yeah. And I get it. Some of y'all, like, this may come as a huge shock, probably a huge disappointment. I let a lot of you down. You know, if you've had a perspective shift on who Derek is, hopefully it's away from anything remotely close to perfection. And it is simply that, you know, I am a human, and that does not justify anything that I did. But I don't want anybody out there to be putting me on a pedestal. If you did, then I hate that you did that. Maybe I gave you cause for that, and I apologize if I did. For those who are saying, Derek, I don't want to ever listen to you again, it's totally understandable. I appreciate you while I had your support and helping me get the message out about healing and healthy relationships to so many people who needed it, myself included. And for those who are going to continue to support, man, I appreciate you like never before, because I know it's not going to be easy going forward, at least for a little while so many things are still fresh and attached to my name. But for everybody out there, if you get nothing else from what I've ever said over the last 9 years or right here in this video, please get this. Nothing is right until it is right with God. Mm-hmm. Nothing works until it comes into alignment with biblical standard of how God told us to do things, especially when we're talking about a marital, spiritual covenant.
Yes.
You know, you cannot do this by your own understanding, your own intelligence,
no,
your own willpower, your own values. You have to have the grace of God to break free from certain things, to stay away from certain things, to not operate from your lowest self, whatever it may be. And it's because it's really only by God's grace that we're even able to be here on this video, holding hands.
Only God.
Like a year ago, 7-8 months ago even, I couldn't see this happening. I thought it was over, and I already had begun establishing my relationship with God. But that's the fruit of bringing things in alignment with God. And the mess that's been made, the mess that's now being made public from last year and, you know, years past, that's a result of getting out of alignment. We're doing things God's way.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
The show is sponsored by the Hurricane Reports, merchandise, and more.